hits.
He smiled and rubbed the stubble on his chin. His shoes showed signs of weariness and dreariness of life that's growing thin. Yet he didn't have so very far to go. With a pencil in his hand, he would travel on his plan, where the mist up in the mountain threw a light.
Trey Simpson show, see him go on his way.
He'd like to go, and he's never seen the worrying and the hurrying that makes a person slow. Yet you wouldn't think he'd be so hard to find, 'cause he looks so very busy and there's nothing on his mind, and his wavy hair continues not to grow.
Dave Simpson show, see him go.
Laser International, shortwave radio across half the world on 6220 kHz, on 4025, 7465 and 9385 kHz. Laser International also broadcasts around the globe on the internet, www.radiolink.net/hothits. Laser International, the sound of free radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, keeping the sound of free radio alive and bringing you radio programs just like they were back in the good old days. So welcome into the Dave Simpson Show. It's music from the late 50s and early 1960s on today's program, and I'd like to share with you some of my memories of that great era. Also on the program today, one or two excellent websites for you to visit if you have the internet, and some news of the very first Billy Fury National Festival, which takes place in September of this year in the United Kingdom. So I'd like to start this program off with two great artists who I consider to be responsible for creating my interest in music.
Only
two great artists to open up today's Dave Simpson Show. And there we have Buddy Holly, followed by Chuck Berry. And the two people that I regard as responsible for creating my interest in music all those years ago when I was still a schoolboy. Yes, what happened was a group of school friends and myself, we used to meet up of an evening time. And two of my friends were fortunate enough to have record players. Jimmy Hill had a Danzette record player, which I purchased off him some years later for the princely sum of £3, and that included a big handful of singles, one which is playing in the background at the moment. And Jimmy Jones, well, he was posh. He had a stereo, an Elizabethan stereo. And between us, we had two LPs, a Buddy Holly LP and a Chuck Berry album. And we played them to death, we really did. So, Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly, responsible for my interest in music. And here's the band who created my love for instrumentals.
The music of Gabe Simpson. Flashback!
Piece of music which started it all off for the Shadows and created my love for instrumental music. That number's entitled Apache. And I'm pleased to say that I have a ticket to see the Shadows' final tour, which takes place next year. So it's Dave Simpson with you here on Laser 6220, shortwave radio across half the world and around the entire globe on www.radiolink.net/hot hits. Playing music from the late 1950s and early 1960s and sharing with you some of my personal memories of that great era. I was fortunate enough to be born in Liverpool. Yes, okay, so you've got a Scouser on the radio set. Don't look at your wireless like that, it's not up on bricks. The table is still there. Yes, Liverpool in the late 50s and early 1960s was a great place to be a teenager. Some of the bands that you could see were absolutely wonderful. And the dance halls of the night time, they were mostly unlicensed, like the Cavern, no alcohol in them. So there was no age limit to getting into these night spots to see the bands. And you could go out almost any night of the week, go into a dance hall and see three different bands. I can remember on one occasion going into a dance hall in Waterloo, I think it was called the Savoy. And there was Pete Best with his band on, then the Undertakers turned up, and then this band followed on.
Has it got silver bells? Has it got cockle shells?
...1964 Rebound Sound on Laser International, the Denisons' Walking the Dog. And coming up next, a song you don't hear too often by the Searchers.
Laser Hot Hits.
Are you interested in offshore radio? Then you should be reading Offshore Echoes, the offshore radio news and nostalgia magazine. There's news, interviews and photos from radio stations like RNI, Caroline, London, Laser and much, much more. For your copy, send £4.50 to Offshore Echoes magazine at PO Box 1514, London W7 2LL, or email us at offshoreradio@hotmail.com for more details.
Laser Hot Hits.
Dave Simpson.
The Swinging 60s.
Everybody's going through changes.
Everybody's got a bag of his own.
Everybody's talking about places.
Sleeps, and a little man on the corner is
Music coming from The Searchers on Laser 6220, shortwave radio around the world. Dave Simpson playing music from the 1960s. And a song there that you don't hear too often. That's entitled Popcorn and Double Feature. The whole world's a funny farm. You can say it. You can say that again. Good grief. I mean, double features. Well, I used to visit the cinema when I was a young lad. It was about 1 and 6 months to get in the cinema in those days. And there was a cinema near Liverpool in Litherland. I think it was called the Regent. We used to call it the Flea Pit. Anyway, for about 1 or 6 months you could get in there, and it had gas lights around the walls. And one of the favourite tricks of the lads was to reach up and turn the gas light out, and then to turn it back on and release a little bit of gas, and a few seconds later, flick a match up. Of course, there'd be an almighty boom, and the manager would come down and throw us out. Minutes later, we were back in by the fire exit. And of course, we must have been mad in those days. We must have been absolutely crazy. I mean, living on the outskirts of Liverpool, there were plenty of fields about. And in summer, when the grass was dry, on the way home from school, we used to set fire to the grass, get a really good blaze going, and then blow it out with your school jacket. Beat it out with your school jacket. No wonder they call them blazers. You'd be sat in school next day and the teacher would be there. And the teacher would go, somebody been smoking then?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh, I've known the secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Closer, let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. Just we two. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, 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 closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear.
Oh, ain't
Lovely. That's the Beatles with the 1964 version of Ain't She Sweet. The Beatles recorded the song some years previous with Tony Sheridan on lead vocals, that version having, of course, John Lennon on lead vocals. And Tony Sheridan was the person responsible for writing this lovely song. Lovely song. That's Jerry and the Pacemakers, and the song which was written by Tony Sheridan way back in the early 1960s. The song is called Please Let Them Be. Now, if you ever manage to visit Liverpool, then be sure to walk up the place where the cavern used to be, Matthew Street. There is now a new cavern, but it's the original cavern is actually next door to the new cavern under the car park. It's all been filled in. But if you look opposite the cavern, or opposite where the cavern used to be, gets confusing, this, doesn't it? Anyway, opposite the cavern, you'll very easily spot a building, and every brick on the front of the building has a band's name on it. You'll be amazed. Somebody has gone to an awful lot of trouble to collect all the band's names together and engrave every individual brick in the wall with the name of a Liverpool or a 60s band, at least. Of course, as I remember, Liverpool has always been famous for statues. When I was a child, I remember all of those wonderful statues around St. George's Hall. The statue of Queen Victoria near Central Station, which is identical to the statue in Southport at the end of Neville Street, on the promenade facing out to sea. There is, of course, the Beatles statues. A statue of the Moores brothers, I think it's John and Cecil Moores. And I also remember the famous Lewis's statue, which was a naked man standing up on the first floor outside Lewis's. Good grief, every time I went past he was wearing a different coloured condom. There's a marvellous statue of Eleanor Rigby that was carved by Tommy Steele. And the latest statue to be unveiled is the statue of Billy Fury, which has now been unveiled at the Museum of City Life. A little bit later on in the programme, I shall be giving you out news of the first Billy Fury Festival, which takes place this year, September 2003. It takes place in Newark in the United Kingdom. So full details of that I shall give you out in just a few moments. Meanwhile, here on Laser Hot Hits, if you'd like to contact us, you can contact us by email at laserhothits@rock.com, laserhothits@rock.com, or of course you can write to us surface mail, PO Box 293, Merlin, Ontario in Canada. The postcode is NOP1WO, and I'm sure I speak for all of the DJs on the station when I say that we would love to hear from you.
All time.
Dave Simpson.
Classic.
Yes, a classic from Mr. Eddie Cochran.
Magazine. If you would like to read about the current radio scene, whether it be BBC, ILR, RSLs, or those lovely pirate radio stations, then Radio Review is the magazine for you. For further information, just send one international reply coupon or a stamp-addressed envelope to Radio Review at PO Box 46, Romford, Essex, RM78AY. That's Radio Review Magazine, PO Box 46, Romford, Essex, RM78AY in the United Kingdom.
Nobody plays a better variety of music.
Laser Hot Hits.
Nobody.
He got a way of walking. He's got a way of talking. A cute way of looking at me.
You got a way about you. I just can't live without you. My love for you will go on endlessly. Give me your love, Sally Ann. Say I'm your number one man, Sally Ann. I love you, yes I do, oh so true. Tell me you care, Sally Ann. Think of the dreams we could share, Sally Ann. You thrill me like no one else can.
You got
without you, my love for you will go on endlessly. So give me your heart, Sally Ann. Found not to part, Sally Ann. Like a man,
I love you, yes I do, oh so true.
One of my favourite artists, Mr. Joe Brown, and a song which was also recorded by Freddie and the Dreamers back in the early 1960s. That's a number there entitled Sally Ann here on the Dave Simpson Show on Laser 6220, shortwave radio, keeping the sound of free radio alive around half the world on the shortwave band and, of course, around the entire globe on the internet at www.radiolink.net/hothits. And around the globe at the moment, I'd like to say hi to one or two people. First of all, to Moya in New Zealand. Moya runs the Billy Fury fan club. Also to Billy Fury's mum, Jean, and Billy's brother, who still live in Liverpool. Also to Jean and Ray Shenton in Preston. And a special hello to all the members of the Billy Fury fan club, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to a little bit of old style radio on Laser.
Dave Simpson.
Classic song Halfway to Paradise by the late and great Mr. Billy Fury. And as I promised a little bit earlier in the programme, I would tell you about the first Billy Fury Festival, which takes place in September of this year. It's the first National Billy Fury Festival, 2003. And the festival takes place at the Palace Theatre in Newark in the United Kingdom. The dates for the festival are the 19th and 20th of September. That's the 19th and 20th of September. And on the bill you will find Rob D and the Fury Sound, Vince Eager and his band, and also on stage Jack Good and Hal Carter. They will be appearing in the afternoon to do a talk on Billy Fury and no doubt reflect on those good old days. So do go along and visit the Billy Fury Festival. It's the first one, and if this one is a success, I'm sure there will be many, many more to follow. So that's the very first Billy Fury Festival, 2003, the 19th and 20th of September at the Palace Theatre in Newark in the United Kingdom. Now, for further details of that festival and for bookings, be sure to visit two excellent websites. The first one is www.billyfury.com. www.billyfury.com and www.rayshenton.com. That's www.rayshenton.com. Two excellent websites for you to visit there. And of course, don't forget to visit that National Billy Fury Festival. With artists like that, how can you stay away? You can't, can you? So if I throw a few switches about, we can have another Billy Fury song. And this time it's sung for you by Mr. Ray Shenton, who is the Billy Fury tribute artist.
Last night a million stars smiled down on me. Soft breezes kissed my cheek so tenderly. One magic night when dreams came true. Last night was made for love, but where were you? Spring breeze had cast a spell. It seemed the earth stood still, too late as well. No cloud could hide the moon from view. Last night was made for love, but where were you? Were you watching that same some other fella's arms? Was he hypnotized with all your many charms? I know there'll never be another time, another magic night to make you mine. It's gone forever, sad but true. Last night was made for love, but where were you? It's gone forever, sad but true. Last night was made for love, but where were you?
Yes, that's the question. Where were you? You were at the Billy Fury Festival, weren't you? That's Ray Shenton for you, singing a song from an album which is called 19 Classic Billy Fury Tracks by Ray Shenton, and an excellent job he does of that. Ray Shenton is the Billy Fury tribute artist, and he also will be appearing at the National Billy Fury Festival. So once again, those websites are www.billyfury.com and www.rayshenton.com. Visit them on the internet and book yourself a place at the Fury Festival. Now, I was telling you about some of my silly experiences in Liverpool, wasn't I? Well, there's a couple more coming up for you. Can you stand this? When I left school, I started work in a garage. And I was a bit of a lad for the ladies. You know, stopping out late of a night time, coming home all hours of the morning, being told off by my parents, and consequently turning up for work late the next day, tired. And as I say, I started work in the garage. I was quite a good mechanic, actually. But being very, very tired, one day they gave me a job to do on a Land Rover. And I was lying on what's called a creeper board underneath the Land Rover. About 9:30 in the morning, I fell asleep. And the lads wheeled the Land Rover off me and left me asleep in the middle of the workshop floor. Completely missed my tea break, I did. 6 weeks later, I was fired. But one of the things which I did do was I saved up my wages and I bought a little transistor radio, a Sobel transistor radio in blue and silver. Wonderful little thing it was. And I made a bracket and I strapped it to the handlebars of my bicycle. And it was whilst riding my bicycle along that I first heard this excellent piece of music. Golden Oldie.
Just like Eddie. Now troubles may come, troubles may go, but they always find me ready. Up on the hill, playing still, just like Eddie. Troubles are heavy. Beneath the stars, you play your guitars just like Eddie.
Late and great Hines with his tribute to Eddie Cochran, a song entitled Come On Everybody. And you know, there's a wonderful photograph of Hines along with Billy Fiore. It's in the Guinness Book of Hit Singles, and the same black and white photograph also appears on the Billy Fiore website, so once again do go and visit that website. So that was Hines and the song which I first heard whilst riding my bicycle with my Sobel radio strapped to the handlebars. Hence, of course, the jingle. Wherever you go, take a portable radio with you, but make sure it's a little blue and silver Sobel with the shortwave band on it. I used to listen to R&I on mine in the 1970s. And you know, whenever I play that Hines song, not does it just remind me of riding my bicycle and that wonderful sound, It also kind of creates an atmosphere. I can smell the sweetness of the air. It makes me feel fresh and young again. Which, if you look at me, it's difficult. Good grief, it really is. So it's Dave Simpson for you, playing music from the 50s and 60s here on Laser 6220, and of course around the world on the internet. And here's a song which I first heard on the jukebox. You see, the radio in those days, it wasn't really very good. There was not a great deal to listen to. So I first heard the Rolling Stones on the jukebox. And the first single I ever heard of the Rolling Stones played on a jukebox, which was in North Wales. I went for a day out with a young lady to North Wales, and we pulled into a little cafe and there was a jukebox, and I put that on and I must have played it 6 or 7 times over.
Just love me with all my faults, the way that I love you. I'm begging you, don't make me over. Don't make me over. Now that you've got me at your command, accept me for what I am. Accept me for the things that
for the things that I do. Accept me for
The Swingin' Blue Jeans, I've seen those a few times, I tell you. What a good band. I'll try and squeeze a couple more oldies in before the end of the show.
Laser Hot Hits.
Look and feel good in a Laser Hot Hits t-shirt. These t-shirts are just £12 each, or the equivalent in your currency, or two for just £20. The t-shirts feature the well-known Laser Skull and Crossbones logo and are available in small, medium, large and extra large sizes. Just send your cash today to our mailing address of Laser Hot Hits, P.O. Box 293, Merlin, Ontario in Canada, NOP 1WO. That's Laser Hot Hits, P.O. Box 293, Merlin, Ontario in Canada, postcode NOP 1WO.
Remember this golden classic. Music.
I'll never get over you. No, I'll never get over you. I just can't keep it a secret anymore. So then you went and said goodbye and found another guy. I know somewhere, someday, I'll find one love to take your place. One girl with an angel face. But in the meantime, I'll never get old. Secret anymore.
Flashback in time from Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, bringing us almost to the end of this edition of the Dave Simpson Show here on Laser 6220, shortwave radio around half the world, keeping the sound of free radio alive. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and of course we are also on the internet. Our website is www.radiolink.net/hothits. So Dave Simpson saying, certainly hope you've enjoyed some of the music which I've played for you on today's programme. Memories of the late 1950s, early 1960s. And of course, once again, don't forget to visit that excellent website, www.billyfury.com, also www.rayshenton.com, and visit the National Fury Festival 2003. Go and see Rob D and the Fury Sound, Vince Eager and his band, and see what Jack Good and Hal Carter have to say about Billy Fury, a great artist, a great day out. It takes place on the 19th and 20th of September at the Palace Theatre, Newark, in Nottinghamshire. So, Dave Simpson signing off, and I think what I'll do now, I shall leave you with just one more song, and we'll have another song from Mr. Ray Shenton.
Dynamite music
it is, and I shall be back for another program like I've never been gone.
And day, and when I come on home,
tender kisses before I go to sleep. I'll feel your arms around me. Just promise me you'll keep all your love and your kisses until I come home. And then it will be like I've never been gone. Much of you do what you wanna do, but don't make me be a fool for loving you. I'll feel your tender kisses before I go to sleep. I'll feel your arms around me. Just promise me your kisses until I come home, and then it will be like I've never been gone. Can't you hear me? Like I've never been gone.